Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Lamed Beis. Don't forget to click on the daf option in order to view a marked daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 13 lines into the wide lines of the daf. You'll find it more or less halfway down the wide section. There is a Tanaic source with which we will be opening that follows a two dots that you see. Tonu Rabbanan. Before we begin the Gemara, we glance at the side of our daf where we see a nosei, a topic heading, in which we've written Shas Cholio Shel Odom Havei Shas Dino. The time that a person is ill, is sick, that's the time he is subject to heavenly judgment. Tanu Rabbanan, Mi Shechola V'Noto Lomus, person who has become deathly ill, Umrim Lo, we tell him, Hisvade, confess your sins. Shekain kol hamumsin misvadim. It is the way of all those that are subject to a capital punishment at the hands of the court, also are instructed to confess their sins. Odom yotzei l'shuk, when a person goes out to the marketplace and has the chance of encountering all kinds of people, and some of them being tough people, and there are a lot of fights that take place between Jews, between Gentiles. Yehei doime be'enov kemishin imsa l'sargut. It should appear in his eyes as if he's been given over to the hands of an official. Chosh berosho. Yehei doime be'enov kemishin osnu b'kol, a person who feels a headache. He should feel as if he's been put into chains. Ola lamita v'nofal, a person who's become bedridden in illness. Idome yehi dome be'enov k'mishelu legardon lidon. It should appear in his eyes as if he's been sent up to the place of judgment. The gardom is a place that people were judged if they were engaged in a or if the suspect of a capital offense. Shekola oile legardoin lidoin. So it is that anyone that is so it is that if anyone goes to the gardom to be judged, im yeshlo praklitim gedolim nitzol v'imlav eno nitzol. If he has great defense attorneys, so he will be saved. And if he doesn't have things, merits that will defend him, he won't be saved. V'eluhein praklitim shel odom. These, the following are the praklitim, are the defense attorneys of an individual. Tshuva ma'isim tovim, penitence and good deeds. V'afilu tsha me'ois v'tishim v'tisha melamdin olav choyva. Even if you have 999 speaking against the defendant, v'echod melamed olav zchus, and you have one that's speaking on his behalf, nitzol, then there is a possibility of the person being saved. Shenemar, im yesh olav maloch melitz echod mine elef. If there is a praklit, the term used in the posuk is a malach, but the Rashi says malach shemelitz olav, if there is an angel that speaks on his behalf of a schus, merit that he may have, hu echod mine elef, afilu hu atzma mine olav choyva, Nitzo be'achas shel zchus. Even if there are 999 angels speaking against him and only one speaking on his behalf, he can be saved. Shenemar, as we started reading the pasuk, let's read it again. Im yeshalav maloch meilitz echod mine elef lahagilo adam yoshro v'yichlenu v'yimur podeo meredes shachas. and he could be saved and saved from, redeemed from descending to the abyss. Rabbi Lezer beno shel Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Afilu Chameos Vetishim Vetisha Ba'oisamalach Lechova the Echod Lischus Nitzol. He goes even further and says that even if you have the same angel that has 999 points of condemnation and only one point of merit, the defendant can be saved. Shenema Melitz Echod Mine Elef. And the emphasis here is on the Melitz Echod, the one point of merit that he has within the same Malach. Tanu Rabbanan. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a Mivneh note to the side which explains the diamonds that we're about to see. They highlight the words Yoldos, that's a reference to women in childbirth, and Yaldos, young, youth, an indication of youth. And the issue here is Mosai Noshim Ne'enoshois. When are women subject to their punishment? Bishas Leda, during childbirth, O Betsi'i Rusan, and were in their youth. The Gemara, Otan Rabbanon, Al Sholo Shaverus Noshim Beisels, Yoldos. For three sins, and those are the sins that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Nida, Chalo, Hadloka, Saner, women die Yoldos, in childbirth. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Noshim Mesos, Yaldos. They will die in their youth. Rabbi Acha Omer, Biovon, Shemechapsus, Tsoas, Venehem, Bishabbos. Rabbi Acha adds the sin that they have for washing the waste, the feces of their children on Shabbos. V'yeshom al shekurin la'oron hakodesh arna. And those that say that they are culpable for referring to the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark, as an Aron, as a closet, using a term, an offhanded term for the Aron Kodesh. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elozer Omer, Bavon Shnei Dvorim Ame Ha'orotzois Mesim. For two sins, Amoratzim are subject to be to their demise, to be killed. Al Shikurin L'Oron HaKodesh Arno, in their offhanded reference to the Oron HaKodesh as an Oron, as a box or a closet. The Al Shikurin L'Beis HaKnesses Beis Ha'om. And for that they refer to a synagogue, a shul, as a community center. Rashi says, "Beis Am Loshon Bizui Shemiskapsin Bo'akol." It's an expression indicating some type of very public type place for the common population, which is not the proper way of referring to a synagogue. It goes without saying that the ideas expressed in this Gemara run much deeper than that which the translation would suggest, but in the context of our Daf Yomi Shiur, we will continue. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shloisha Bidke Misa Nivru Beisha. There are three Bidke, Rashi says, Avoinus Shebotken Oison, Bohen Bishas Sakona, Rabbonin Damri Yoldos. There are three sins that subject women to being checked out when they are in danger. Like the Rabbonin said, and the Gemara will point out this connection after the Tanaic source, this parallels the Rabbonin that said that they die when this Bishas HaSakona means when they are in danger, like as it is the case when they are in childbirth. The Amri law, another version, is Shlosha Divke Misa. Rashi says, Divke, Shemidabkin Umekarvin Misa Lifnei Zmana, Krablozer Domer Yaldos. The three sins that cause, that cling unto women and cause their death prematurely. And that would parallel Rebbe Lozer in the source that we saw with the diamonds in it that said they die in their youth. So the three sins are Nida, V'chala, V'havloka, Saner. The sins mentioned in the Mishnah. Chado Kerebi Lozer, the expression that was used in this source, Divke, that cling unto the women and cause their death when they're still young, that parallels Rabbi Elazar from the previous source where the diamonds appeared. The Chada Kirabonan, and the expression that featured Bidke Misa, that parallels the Rabbonan, who said that women will die in childbirth. And as we said before, the word bidke means it's the means of checking them out for sin at the time of sakona, and that's in childbirth. Tanya, the Gemara continues here at the bottom line. Rav Shmuel Lil Omer, Hilchus Hegdish Trumos Umaisros Hein Hein Gufei Torah. The rules concerning Hegdish, which is sanctification of things. Trumos and Maisos are different tithes. They are Gufei Torah. They constitute the heart of Torah, or a central area of Torah performance and fulfillment. The Nimsiru Le'ame Haaretz. Here we're at the top of Omid Beis, and it's been and these laws are given over to the commoners, to the uninformed, meaning that we trust them. We trust even those that are of the general masses with these areas of halacha that otherwise are quite weighty. The point is, and Rashi explains, that we don't set up a whole system of supervision, of guards, to make sure that the Amoratzim are tithing and to determine what they may or may not have sanctified. We basically take their word for it. So that's the point that the Gemara is making over here about these things that are Gufei Torah, and we rely on the Amoratzim, even though they are, as their name indicates, commoners, people that are not very knowledgeable. Tanya, we should point out, by the way, that Rashi makes the point that there is a rabbinic takona known as demai, where if you buy produce from an amoretz, you are expected to tithe because there is a doubt maybe he didn't do it. That is only rabbinic, but on a Torah level, we do rely on them, so that when you buy produce from anybody, you don't have to tithe it. Thereby demonstrating that we rely on the Amoratzim. Tanya, before we go on in the Gemara, we want to take note of the structure here. We see a diamond appears, and quite a few will appear as we go down the Omid and go over onto Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph. What we have here is featured on the side of our Gemara under our Nosei Mivneh heading. The Nosei is the structural, the topic, and Mivneh the structural note. And we also have indicated this goes till Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph. And we've noted these are Averos Shonos V'Totzaosehem. We have a list, quite a long list, of different sins and what results from violating these different commandments. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Be'avon Nidorim Meso Isha Shel Odom. Because of a person's vows that he doesn't fulfill, his wife could end up dying. Shenemar im ein l'chol l'shalem lomo yikach mishkovcho mitachtecho. If you don't have the means of paying the vows that you made, why do you realize, or it that your mishkovcho mitachtecho is a reference to the one that sleeps with you? That's one's wife. That she can be taken in lieu of the payment that you should have made to the Beis HaMikdash to fulfill the vows. Rabbi Omer, Bavonu Dorim, Bonim Mesim Shem Ktanim. Because of a person's lack of fulfillment of his vows, his children can die when they are young. Shenemar, and we have a number one that we will be coming back to later on. So it says, the source says, as it quotes the pasuk, "Al titein es picha lachti es besarecha." A person should not enable his mouth to be sinful regarding his flesh. V'al toimar lifnei hamaloch kishkogihi lo miyksov elokim al kolecha v'chibel es ma'aseh yodecha. So this pasuk speaks about a person's sinning through his lack of fulfillment of his vows, and the result could be that there will be a ruination of ma'aseh yodecha. Ein zeh hein ma'aseh yodov shel adam. What is that? What is referred to as the workings of a man? Answer: Heve Omer Bonov Uvnoisov Shel Adam. That which a person makes, Maisa Yodav, that which he makes his children, his sons and his daughters. And as the pasuk says, V'chibel es Maaseh Yodecha, the pasuk that we just read, that in, if a person should sin through his violation of vows, that could end up in the death of his children when they are young. Tana Rabbanan, Bavoin Nedorim, Bonim, Mesim, Divrei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Omer, Bavoin Bitol Torah. For the person's children can die because of the sin of not learning Torah when one could be engaged in that. Bishlam Olamand Omer, Bavoin Nedorim, Kedamoran. As far as the opinion that says that through the sins of vow violation, children can die, well, we already gave the source for that. That was in the previous source. Elolamadomar bavoin bitul Torah mikra. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that says for the lack of Torah learning. That a person's children can die. Where do we see that in the psukim, in the scriptures? Dichtiv, the pasuk says, "Lashov hikesi es b'nechem, musar lo lokachu." And really, here the intonation is important. Lashov hikesi es b'nechem. It's a loshen of tamiha. Do you think that for naught I killed your sons? Musar is an expression referring to Torah. They didn't study Torah, and as a result of non-study of Torah, so a person's children could end up dying. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar lamada Omar ba'avoin nedorim nami mehocha. The opinion that says because of nedorim, we saw Rav Elazar ben Shimon said because of violation of vows a person's children can die. He says that from this pasuk that we just quoted for the avon of Bittul Torah, we can also learn the avon, the sin of Nedorim. It says, Lashov hikesi es b'nechem, means al iske shav. Iske shav is the violation of vowing in vain. Michti, the Gemara now asks, want to analyze that which we've said above in terms of the names and the shittas that we've seen. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hainu Rebbe. The Rebbe is also known as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They are one in the same. The Rebbe, Ba'avoin Nedorim Ko'omar. Rebbe said, and here we can use the arrow to navigate, you see that Rebbe appeared on the upper part of the page, where Rebbe, it said that Rebbe, Omer Bavo Nidorim Bonem Mesim. And in the more recent Tanaic source, where we underlined Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's name, he says, Bavon Bittul Torah, the Bonem Mesim, but they're one in the same. So the Gemara answers, Bosser Deshomam Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. That which Rebbe said in the source at the top of the page, that Bavonidorim, that is after he heard Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon teaching thusly. So chronologically, you may say that the second source on this page that we have in a frame is actually earlier than the source at the top of the page. In other words, after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi heard Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's teaching that Bavon Nedorim, Bonem Mesim, he then adopted that approach, and that's what's reflected on the fourth line from the top of this page. Pligi Ba Rabbi Chiyo Bar Abba Rabbi Yossi. We have a controversy between these two Amoroyim. Chad Omar Bavon Mezuzah, V'chad Omar Bavon Bittul Torah. There's an argument between them. because of which sin does a person's children die. The Gemara now analyzes these two opinions. L'mandamar bavon mezuzah, that through the sin of not fulfilling mitzvahs mezuzah properly, he comes to that conclusion because of the following approach to psukim. Mikra nidrash lefonav, veloy lefnei fonav. The posuk that we are familiar with from the Kriya Shema, L'man yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem, so that one's life and his children's lives should be with longevity, elongated, extended. That is a pasuk that appears right after the pasuk of mezuzah. Savtam al mezuzos beisecho visharecha, and then we read leman yirbu yameichem. That prior to mezuzah in the Torah is the pasuk that deals with the study of Torah. Velimadetem oisom es b'neichem, and then you have uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecho. By saying that it's for the avon of mezuzah and not for the avon of bittul Torah, you're telling us then that the pasuk of leman yirbu yameichem, which deals with long life, is darshaned as referring to the pasuk before it, the pasuk of mezuzah, but not the pasuk of lefnei fonav, which would be limud Torah. Uleman damar ba'avoyin bittul Torah, the opinion that says that for the lack of Torah study, children can end up dying, that's a function of mikra nidrash lefonav ulefnei fonav. He says not only is the pasuk associated with that which appeared immediately before it, which is mezuzah, but it applies also to that which appears before that, which is Talmud Torah. Pligi bo Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, chad omar bavon mezuzah, v'chad omar bavon tzitzis. One says that because of the sin of lack of mezuzah, lack of fulfillment of mezuzah, or because of not putting on tzitzis when it is required, children can end up dying. Bishlamo leman domar bavoyin mezuzah dichtiv. I understand the mezuzah relationship to children dying. As we explained before, here the Gemara spells it out. It says, Uchsavtom al mezuzos beisecha, uksiv basrei, and after the Torah mentions mitzvahs mezuzah, it mentions leman yubu yameichem v'mei b'neichem, dealing with the longevity of oneself and one's children. Elo leman d'omar bavoyin tzitzis, my taima. What's the connection between a person's children dying and one not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis properly? Amar Rav Kahana, Vitema Shilo Mori. Some say it's Rav Kahana that teaches this. Others say it's Shilo Mori that teaches the following. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, Gam b'knofechem tzudam nefoshes of yoinim nekiyim. The Rashi explains, Gam b'knofecha, b'shvil knofecha, k'fecha are the corners of one's garments, should be talta mitzvosim, that you did not fulfill the mitzvah that is relevant to corners of garments, namely tzitzis. Nim tzulecha choyvas dam nefoshes evyoinim nekiyim, which are you find that a person then bears the guilt of the life of the innocent poor, and that is bonim ktanim shalochot. It's a reference to one's young children, that they themselves have not sinned. That would be a source. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok Omar, Leman de Omar Bavon Mezuzah Nami Mehocha, the opinion that said for mezuzah a person's children could die, he could also learn that from this pasuk, dichtiv, loy b'machteres motzosim. Now, we should note that this pasuk is in the is juxtaposed with the pasuk of Lashov Hikesi es Benechem. If we look in the Rashi, Kimachteres She'ein Lob Tzimim. Machteres is a something that you dig into. It's like a cave. So Hachi Omar Kro Lo Bimachteres Pitzimehem Motzasim Shleimim B'Mitzvosai. I didn't find their entranceways complete with my mitzvahs. Kial kol eila hi kesi. Dehai kro boser lashov hi kesi es benechem ksiv. Now, we should note that the posuk of lashov hi kesi es benechem is also from Yirmiyah base. It's from the same context. So that we see that the violation of not only of tzitzis is learned from this context, but for the violation of mezuzah as well. And the pasuk that we read was Lo b'machteres motzosim she'osu pisochim k'machteres. They made their entranceways like entranceways of a cave. Namely, just like a cave entranceway is not obligated in having a mezuzah, they made their homes that way and didn't place mezuzahs. And in that posuk, it mentions Lashov Hikesi es Benechem Musa Lolokochu. That's the posuk we saw in the upper part of the page in the narrow lines. All from Yirmiyah Perek Beis. Omer Reish Lokish Ko Zoya Betzisis Zoyche Umishamshin Lo Arba Shnei Alofim V'Shmoyne Meis Avodim. A person who is careful with mitzvah of tzitzis, he will merit having 2,800 servants. Shnema koyama Hashem tzvokis bayom moheimo asher yachziku asor anoshim mikol lishonis hagoyim. It will be in those days that there will be 10 men from each language of the world, and there's 70 languages in the world. Veherziku beknaf ish yehudi leimor neochoy mochem. So if you make a calculation that there will be 10 men from each language of the world clinging onto the corner of the garment of the Jew, the garment of the Jew that fulfilled mitzvah tzitzis, so there are 70 languages, and 10 from each language would mean 700 men clinging to each corner, and there are four corners, that will be 2,800 men, each all of whom are there to serve the one who fulfilled mitzvah tzitzis. Simon. Sono, chala, truma, nigzelas, dina, shvua, shifu, chosa, giluya, u, nevlusa. This is simply a string of words that serves as a means of remembering a list of averos that will be mentioned now. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemya, Omer, Bavoin, sinas, chinom, rivo, rabo, basuch, besu, shalodom. Because of the sin of hatefulness toward fellow man, and Rashi adds, "Sinas chinam shelo roboy dvar aver shemutu lusnosu v'sono," and nevertheless hates him. Rashi says that there he makes an allusion to the Gemara elsewhere that says, "If you see a person who is sinning, so you are allowed to hate him." So here, sinas chinam is a case of hating without those grounds. As a result of that, so because you show hate toward others in your own household, you will suffer from this, where there will be strife within one's own home. What else? The Gemara continues, v'ishto mapelis nefilim, and his wife will miscarry, vonov of noisim shalom meisim shem tanim, and a person's sons and daughters will die when they're young. So all of this is characteristic of a situation where there's sinas chinam. Now, we should have mentioned this earlier, but it's not too late, because we still have a long way to go with this catalog of sins. But all of these are meant to arouse a person's awareness that when a person sees, let's say he sees in his community, heaven forbid, children dying young, or family units that are not holding together, why are these things happening? So here we have a Gemara that is shows you the inner secret, the true reasons behind why different things befall people and their communities. So the most recent thing that we mentioned was if there is unwanted contempt for people around you, that could lead to these very unfortunate things taking place: family units breaking up, children dying prematurely, etc. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bavon Chala, because of the sin of not fulfilling the dough tithe, the tithe one gives from his dough, and from the Torah perspective, he's supposed to give that to a Kohen. And if the people don't fulfill that tithe, Ein Brocha B'Mechunas, a person will not see profit from that which he gathered up together in his storehouses. People store wine or oils; they won't see profits from these things. Umeira mishtalachas bashara. Meira is an expression referring to a curse. Is in the sharam. Sharam is a reference to prices, where Rashi explains because of there's no brocha in the mechuna, so prices end up going up and things become expensive and no one is interested in buying them. What else happens? Vizorin zroim v'chirim ochlin. Person will plant his fields and others will eat, will consume them, not the owner. Shenemar afani eseh zois lochem vifkaditi alechem behalo es ha-shachefes v'sakadachas v'chaseinayim v'dias nofesh. This is a pasuk that continues from the section of the Torah that in Parshas Bechul Kosai, which has curses, and the pasuk lists a number of diseases. Uzratim l'rik zarachem v'chlu oivechem, and it also mentions in this pasuk that one will plant and his enemies will end up eating and consuming it. And in this pasuk, the Gemara goes on to say, Al tikri behala ela bichala. The hay and the ches interchanging, and with that we see a reference to the sin of chala can bring on all of these different diseases and the planting of fields and not eventually enjoying the harvest. The im noisnin misborchen, and if a person is careful and does fulfill, so he is deserving of a bracha. Shneamar, v'reishis arisos sechem tinu l'koyin l'niach bracha el b'secho. The pasuk says reishis arisos sechem. That's a reference to the challah tithe, and if one does that, so he deserves having a bracha. By way of our markings, you can see that we've used a double underline to highlight the expression of v'im noisim, and this is a reference to what we see here, and a few lines later also again the imnosim, that will be a case of someone who's careful with his tithes and gives them to whom they are to be given. Bavon bitul truos amaisris shomayim netzorim l'hori talumotor, because of the sin of not fulfilling the truma tithe and the meiser tithes, so the heavens are withheld from allowing rain and dew to fall. Vayoker have, prices become very high. Vaschar ovad, wages are lost. Ubnei odom rotzen achar panosvein magin, people pursue their income and don't and are not able to achieve that. Shenemar tzio gam choim igzulu vemishelig shaol chotu, and at this point, there's the Gemara, and we have a brackets indicating we'll call this a Gemara interruption, that wants to understand how you see in this pasuk that which we were just saying. So, if we skip this bracketed section, it's only two lines. You would come to the expression v'im noisnin, and if a person does give the tithes, so then mizborchen, then they are worthy of receiving blessing. But in the meantime, let's go back to the bracketed section. My mashma. How do you see in this pasuk tzio gam chom yisul me meshel shol chotu? How do you see in this pasuk a reference to being mevatel trumas ha-maisris, not fulfilling trumas ha-maisris? So the Gemara answers, how you see it? Like this. Toner Rebbe Shmuel, b'shvil dvorim, shetzivis esel b'mois ha-chamo v'lo asisim. Because of the things I commanded you to do in the summertime. The summertime is the time that people harvest their produce, and that's the time when they're supposed to give the tithes. So because of the things that I commanded during that season, and you didn't do it, so the waters of snow, in other words, the precipitation, you will not receive. It will be stolen from you in the winter season, which is the rainy season in the land of Israel. Hence, the Gemara explains the connection in the pasuk of Tzio Gam Chom, which is a Chom is a reference to the summer season, and Tzio is understood to be like mitzvos that I commanded you to do. And as the pasuk continues, Yigzlu Mei Meshelek, so you will not be zoche in, you will not merit having precipitation. Ve'im Noisnin Misparchim, people, if a person does fulfill Trumas and Maisers, he is deserving of a bracha. And the term bracha is also, it also means deserving of plenty. Shinemar, Haviu es komaser obeis oitzer, viterif bevesi, v'chununav uvechanuni nabazos, which means, and test me out in this. This pasuk is talking about bringing all the maiser, bringing all the tithes, and test me out through this. Omar Hashem Tzivokos, so says the Almighty, im lo eftach lochem es arus v'shamayim, v'akiyosu lochem brocha b'lidai, by your taking care of the tithes and tithing and giving them to whom they're supposed to go, I will open up the windows of heaven and rain upon you bracha, plenty, ad velidai. The Gemara here also has in brackets to indicate the Gemara interruption, but we can read it straight. My ad velidai, what is meant by that expression? That is it, which in the pasuk it says you will have a bracha ad belidai. Omar Romi bar Chamo, Omar Rav ad shivlu sifso secha milomar dai, until your lips wear out saying enough, enough. In other words, for our purposes, this means that there'll be so much bracha until it'd be more than you can handle, so to speak, and you're saying enough, enough. Bavon gezel hagovai ola varov hava, because of the sin of theft. So govai is a term; it's an umbrella expression referring to all kinds of different locusts. So there will be locusts, a plague of locusts. There will be rov is famine. Uvnei adam oichlim besar b'nei v'nesem. People can end up consuming the flesh of their sons and daughters. Shenema shimu adu razos poros aboshin asher bahar shomram ha'oishkois dalim ha'roisis ha'vyoinim. The pasuk that we just read features those that take advantage of the poor and indigent. And if we just skip this bracketed section to the top of Lama Gimel Lama Aleph, Uksiv, and it says right after that, it says he kasi eschem b'shidofon v'rokon rabois ginoisechem kramechem tenechem zesechem yocha agezem. You will be afflicted with this list of different other types of sicknesses and afflictions, and your vineyards and your figs and olives will be consumed by the gezem. Uksiv yeser agezem ochal arbe v'yeser arbe ochal yelik v'yeser yelik ochal chosil. These are all different terms referring to different kinds of locust. So that we see, as a result of the pasuk that we read at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis Shimu Dovers Apos Aboshen, that with Oishkus the Dalim and Rotsus of Yonim, those that took advantage of the poor, that stole from them, this is what will befall. Uksiv Vayigzor Al Yamin V'ro'ev Vayochal Al Smol V'lo Soveu Ish Besar Zro Yochelu Al Tikri Besar Zro Elo Besar Zaro. Don't read the pasuk as the flesh of his arm, but rather the flesh of his offspring. So what we see from this series of pasuk citations is that because of this sin of thievery, so as the Gemara mentioned, there will be a plague of locusts, there will be famine, and people will end up consuming the flesh of their offspring. For the sake of precision, we want to mention that the psukim that indicated the plague of locusts brings on the next pasuk from Yeshaya, that was from the third line from the top, that after locusts afflict an area, so there is famine sets in. So the pasuk in Yeshaya that mentions famine also mentions the consumption of one's the flesh of one's children, which is what the Gemara mentioned at the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, the sin that befalls those who commit theft. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.